Welcome to the first episode of Pistols for Pandas Does CSGO Tournament Recaps. Today I will be recapping the just finished Star Ladder and iLeague Star Series 14 LAN Finals. They started on January the 13th of 2016 and they were held in Minsk, Belarus, with 8 teams taking part. Those teams being Team ? CyberZen, Envious, the X-Titan team, Fnatic, G2 Luminosity, and Nautis Vincere competing for a prize pool of $200,000 with the winning team walking away with a solid $90,000 for their name. So I'm going to go through each of the series in progression until we get to the finals. So if you're looking to avoid spoilers, this probably isn't the place you want to be right now. But if you're looking for a quick tournament recap, going through all the games, general kind of thoughts behind what I thought happened, what should have happened in there, then you were in the right place. Good if you want to kind of catch up on how the tournament went in your car on the way home, to work, home from work, it's probably you're looking the right place. So I'm going to start off with Star Ladder and iLeague. So they actually did it. The tournament was actually had a slightly different schedule. There are two groups. Group A was Luminosity, Na'Vi, G2, and CyberZen. Group B contained Envious, Fnatic, Team ? And the X-Titan team. They had a little bit of a different way that they did their group brackets. They played all the Group A games in one day, all the Group B games in one day. Then the remaining two they played on the days before, the preceding days. So the first match of Group A pitted Na'Vi versus the Chinese team CyberZen. Nothing was really known about CyberZen before this tournament, really. But the maps that were played were Mirage Train, and then Overpass was the decider. Na'Vi ended up taking the series, though, 2-0, with scores of 16-5 on Mirage, and then 16-7 on Train. Not really anything surprising coming out of that. CyberZen going to, unfortunately, were unable to take a map. They did get some good rounds, so there is some light for the CyberZen squad. Then the next game up in Group A, the other starting game in Group A was Luminosity versus G2. G2 looking a little shaky coming off of the Christmas break. Looks like they weren't able to put in hardly any team practice or anything. It looks like Makalele actually had some flight troubles getting over to Minsk. So the maps were Train Inferno and then Mirage would have been the decider. But Luminosity ends up taking the match 16-9 on Train and then 16-7 on Inferno. Yeah, and it looks like Makalele actually was able to make it in time for the game, but they just were looking a little rusty after the Christmas break. So in the winner's match for Group A, it was Na'Vi versus Luminosity. Both teams like playing a more slow, methodical, kind of more strategic wait for them to play the game, so it would have been interesting. In my opinion, these would be the two teams who excel at the strategic play over the high-powered killing, I guess, plays. So the maps played were Train Mirage and then Overpass would have been the decider, but Luminosity ends up taking the match 2-0 with a 16-14 win on Train and then a 16-9 win on Mirage, leaving them as the victor coming out of Group A. And now for the losers match in Group A, the last game of the first day pitted G2 against CyberZen. And a lot of the analysts are saying if there was any team they expected CyberZen to be able to take a match or a map off of, it would have been G2. I was thinking, I unfortunately didn't get to see many of these games due to time zone differences and work and whatnot, but I would have expected a 2-0 win for G2. if they were playing the same as they did after the Christmas break. Unfortunately, they were not playing that well. They still ended up winning the series 2-1. They won Inferno 16-6. Cash, or 16-6, Cyber Zen beat G2 on Inferno. Cash was won by G2 at 16-14, and Mirage was won by G2 at 16-11. So Cyber Zen put in some good work, showing that they can go against some of the best straight-up rifle players in the game, pretty much. I'd say a lot of these G2 guys, when they're on point, they can really get firing, and it makes could make a very difficult round, depending on the firepower generated from some of these other teams. So it was the end of the matches for Group 1, so Day 1 recap, Luminosity ends up as the top seed in the first, or in Group A. Na'Vi would be second, and G2 is the third place seed in Group A. Now Group B, they kick off with a match between Fnatic and Envious, so two high power teams, both looking very good at the moment. The three maps played were Mirage, Train, and Inferno was the decider. Envious actually took this series 2-0 with a 16-8 win on Mirage and then a 16-7 win on Train. So not totally surprising in terms of upsets and whatnot, but Envious definitely showing that they've come into this new year with some firepower, able to take out Fnatic. Second opening match from Group B was the ex-Titan players, who unfortunately their organization dissolved while they were at the tournament, against Team Question Mark, the ex-Team Solo mid. So three maps played here were Dust2, Train, and Inferno, and unsurprisingly in this matchup, Team Question Mark ended up taking the series 2-0 with a 16-7 win on Dust2. And a 16-14 win on Train. So in the winners match for Group B, pitted Envious against Team Question Mark. Their maps were Mirage, Inferno, and then Train, but it was another 2-0 victory for Envious on quite a roll here at StarLadder in Minsk, winning 16-14 on Mirage and then 16-13 on Inferno. That left the final match of Day 2 of Group B to be the losers match of Fnatic versus ex-Titan. Unfortunately, actually not quite unfortunately, it was had a little bit of a surprise there. They played Cash, Inferno, and Dust2. This one went the full 3 games. Fnatic picked up Cash 16-10. Then Titan struck back, ended up taking Inferno 16-14. But then Fnatic closed it out in convincing fashion on Dust2 with a 16-4 win, putting them towards the next day. So on day 3 actually of this tournament, they kinda, it was an interesting format. They played the remaining seeds, I guess, for the brackets on day 3. So they played the decider match, I guess. It's kind of like the initial bracket play. So it was Na'Vi versus G2 for the Group A decider match. Maps chosen here were Dust2 and Train and Mirage. Dust2 was won by Na'Vi 19-17, so it ended up going into overtime. And then Train, Na'Vi also won 16-14, so they won the series 2-0 against G2, knocking G2 out of the tournament. And in the Group B decider match, it was Team Question Mark versus Fnatic. This one went the full 3 games, with the maps being Dust2, Mirage, and Inferno. Dust2 was won 16-10 by Fnatic. Mirage was won by Team Question Mark 16-8, and then Inferno was won by Fnatic 16-7, so a fairly close Dust2, which isn't surprising. Team Question Mark has been fairly good at that in the past, but then Dust2 is close. TQM is fairly good at that. Mirage, definitely a TQM map, not so much of a Fnatic, but then Fnatic just overpowering them on Inferno. So those were the ends of the decider matches. And then now in bracket play, we have G2 versus Fnatic. So it was only a single elimination bracket. So in this match, the maps were Cash, Inferno, and Dust 2. Fnatic won Cash 16-8, and they also won Inferno 16-2. G2 having a little bit of a rough tournament. They made it out of the groups, but did not end up looking terribly good. It's Fnatic wipe all over G2, taking it 2-0, putting them forward in the quarterfinals. So G2 knocked out. Next quarterfinal game, I guess you could say quarterfinal. They weren't really quarterfinals, I guess they kind of were, but was Na'Vi versus Team Question Mark. On this match, Na'Vi took Dust 2, 16-4. So TQM not having a good showing, but it is a fairly strong Na'Vi map. Guardian definitely is able to basically have his way with any team on this map. TQM struck back on Overpass with the 16-11 victory. But then on Mirage, Na'Vi closed out the series with a 16-13 win. Na'Vi definitely looking very good in this tournament. Poised to start off 2016 very strongly. Guardian on point. All of them looking strong to this point. So the first semi-final then, Luminosity got the bye in the quarters, and they played the quarterfinal victor, Luminosity versus Fnatic. This one went the full three maps as well, with Luminosity picking up Mirage 16-6. So Fnatic's lost quite a few Mirage maps this tournament. But then Fnatic struck back and won Cash 16-7, and then won Inferno 16-14 to take the series 2-1 over Luminosity. Over the past year, Luminosity has had amazing results, another top 4 finish for the Brazilian squad here. They've been through a couple team changes this year, but overall, a very impressive result from Luminosity. Definitely the best team out of the Americas region for quite a long time. In the other semi-final action, we had Envious versus Na'Vi. This one did not go full three maps, as Na'Vi took Cobblestone 16-12, which is unsurprising. It is a very Na'Vi seems to perform well on that map every time. And then another Na'Vi map, Train, they won 16-5. So two maps that are, I would call, Na'Vi favored, although Envious does do fairly well on Cobblestone. Kenny S is able to hold his own to a certain degree on that map. And so that brings us to the finals, which actually took place this morning. I'm actually recording this in the evening of January 17th. In the Pacific time zone. So grand final pitted Fnatic versus Na'Vi. So Na'Vi making a good start to the year. Fnatic kind of just rolling on from where they ended off the last year, really. I'll go through the veto process for this, as the grand finals are a little bit more special. So Na'Vi removed Cash, then Fnatic took out Train. Na'Vi removed Inferno, Fnatic took out Overpass, Na'Vi picked Dust 2, Fnatic picked Cobble, and the remaining map was Mirage. So Dust 2, typically a fairly good map for Na'Vi, but with all the firepower on Fnatic, it is not surprising that they were able to turn up on this map, and Fnatic ends up taking Dust 2 victory 16-3, wiping the floor with Na'Vi on it. Na'Vi only picking up 3 terrorist-sided rounds, so the first half of 12-3. A great first half from Fnatic. They picked up the pistol, rolled on to complete that match. Cobblestone went a few extra rounds with Fnatic, picking up 10 T rounds to begin, terrorist rounds to begin the map. 10-5 being the first half score, and then 6-2 in the second half. So Fnatic won the grand finals with a 16-3 on Just Two, and then a 16-7 on Cobblestones. Fnatic walks away with $90,000 prize pool already for this tournament. Anyway, that about wraps it up, so thank you for joining me, and hopefully I'll be able to do these after every LAN tournament in 2016.